Coaster, there are two kinds of self-sustaining people in this world. Some people grow up in the big city, and by the age of 40, they are sick of smog and traffic. So they sell everything, buy 10 acres out in the country, put a fence around their yard, build a house exactly in the center, and start a vineyard or raise a few llamas, only to be seen in the local grocery store once a month. I am not this way. I understand why these people do what they do, though, and I applaud them. Most self-supporting people come from hard times. We could have grown up anywhere, but somewhere in our lives, we have had to get by on little or nothing. Instilled within us is a conservative yet creative mentality combined with a get-er-done attitude. Below you will find 5 traits common among those of us who would prefer to live a simpler life. 1. The habit of taking what you have and making it what you want. At age 10, I was fascinated with gas engines and go-karts. My buddy Fatty had an old go-kart frame that was missing an engine, steering wheel, and gas pedal. I had a push mower that I ran the wheels off mowing yards. I drove the mower to Fatty's house, and we went to work. Soon we had a running go-kart with a lawnmower throttle for a gas pedal and a mower blade for a steering wheel. 2. The habit of spending hours fixing something that cost $10 new. My wife is an engineer. She also was raised in a big family, having to make do with what she had. That trait never left her. I watched in awe one night as she completely disassembled and reassembled our 20-year-old toaster. It had nothing to do with the cost of a new toaster. It was like a puzzle to her, and she would never throw away something that could be fixed. 3. The habit of repurposing things. As I look out across the backyard, I see a swing set, 2 trellises, 3 raised garden beds, and a half dozen flower boxes that used to be our front porch. Need I say more? 4. The habit of saving things. My wife saves every yogurt cup, coffee can, and milk jug she ever bought. I use some of them for gardening, but most will never see the light of day. When she asks if I need more, I always say yes. I don't have the heart to tell her that even a big city greenhouse couldn't use all the crap she saves. 5. The habit of owning transportation that belongs in a museum. To date, I own a 1951 flatboat, a 1969 Opel GT, a 1973 pleasure boat, and our good car, a 1998 Buick. All have been completely rebuilt, and I have torn each one apart so many times I could be a certified technician on these specific modes of transportation. By now, the only readers I have left are giving me a cyber high five, agreeing with every word I wrote. To those people, I say carry on and good luck. We'll see you after the apocalypse, I'm sure. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you next week.